Yeah. See, it's just the sound of her voice to let you know that it's lit. Hey. You already know the vibes. You're not rocking with the best. This your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and everything lit. Hey, yo. This is episode 91. Shooters gonna shoot. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. Let's get it. Now, before I even get into this pod, start talking about some shit that I really don't know much about, I just want to say this. I was not a big fan of him while he was alive. I'm not even going to sit here and cap. But I did get familiar. I went and streamed them mixtapes. I went and listened to what he was giving to the culture. I went back and watched them Breakfast Club interviews. Watched him on Drink Champs. And you know what? He was a real nigga. And regardless of how you may felt about him, what side of the beef you standing on between him and Gotti, he ain't deserved that. Someone that was just going to get some cookies for their mother, visiting their sick aunt, trying to give back to their community, really didn't deserve that. And how he died is fucked up. I'm pretty sure he wasn't perfect. I'm pretty sure everybody made mistakes. But what's not right is he got two kids. And he got a baby mother that gotta wonder how she gonna tell his kids that he's never coming home again. He should have a legacy way bigger than dying in rap. And that's sad. That's how that man gonna be remembered. So we're going to give this man some flowers and we're going to show some love. Rest in peace, Young Dolph.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
You will turn on your radio to any Negro revival meeting on a Sunday night. You will hear Gospel Idea. Say when the preacher starts talking sensibly, but the congregation gets more and more enthusiastic. Amen. Yes, Lord. And it works out the preacher so that by the time he is through, have turned into not only poetry, but beyond poetry into music.
Say, Toby.
Yeah.
Hey.
See, if this is your first time locking in, then you don't know what I'm about to do on these turntables.
Wait a minute.
It was Bobby.
Hey. Hey. God damn it!
I don't fuck with these niggas cause they shady. These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me?
Woo.
I don't fuck with these niggas cause they shady.
Yep.
These bitches, they just wanna have my baby.
Yep.
Born in the 80s, crack baby. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me? You motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock. 9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn. Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. The same nigga that you break your neck for. Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you
up.
Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Come on!
Keep it real, preach your dog no matter what.
Preach. Son of a bitch, because she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach.
If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucking nutter.
Woo!
We trapped together, then it's my motherfucking brother.
Woo!
I pay her bills in bad designer, but I don't love her.
Nah.
She just play a part when it's time to smuggle. I pull up, pick up that bag and burn rubber. I got a sweet tooth, but I stay away from suckers. Nobu and Malibu was my last supper.
We eat good.
I fucked her in rush hour traffic, Chris Tucker.
Dug that blends.
Everybody screaming gang, gang, gang. The folks come and get you, you gon' tell on the whole gang.
Facts.
She said, can she fuck me with my diamond chain? If I ain't in the bank, then I'm on the plane.
Come on.
About to go get some money or go spend some money. They stopped me in the airport, had too many binges on me.
Facts.
They don't want you to live. They don't want you to ball. They put a smile in your face. Yeah, then they pray for you to fall. Young niggas stay focused. But I really wanna crash. Think about where you at. Then think about your past.
Right.
Yeah, I really came from shit.
Yeah.
But I won't change for shit.
No.
My bitch say I'm stuck in my ways.
Yeah.
My
wrist ain't
bitch.
Yeah.
100 shots.
100 shots.
Me and my niggas pull up in 100 drops. My role model used to get 100 blocks.
Hey.
Street niggas in a tuxedo, we the mob. She looked at my watch too long, now she see stars. I got so high last night, I did a show on Mars. Yo, bitch ate my dick, I caught her on them bars. My pinky ring, extra large. Phones all in the garage. Remember my first Menard? Yeah, Toy and Britney. I'm shopping for diamonds at Tiffany's. Nah, I don't got no sympathy. She blew my whistle like a referee. Broke black nigga, remember me? Until I found out that recipe. Started getting about 10 a week. Finger on the trigger when I sleep. Yeah, nigga, I'd rather you than me. Backseat smoking good weed. 100 shots. How the fuck you miss a whole 100 shots? You're not welcome at my trap if you don't shop.
Come on.
Before you come through that back door, you better know. They've been waiting on this gangsta.
We about to warm it up in here.
Even the fuck niggas that wish I could.
Talk, y'all.
Yeah, nigga. Fuck everybody, fuck every side, nigga. Get money, nigga. Run that shit up, nigga. Run that shit all the way up, nigga, till you can't run it no motherfucking more.
Talking to myself.
Fuck off, nigga. To the motherfucking ceiling, nigga. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these niggas too. Fuck them all. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean this shit. For real, nigga. Straight
rest
up.
In peace, hey, young dog.
If I sacrifice myself, will I go to hell? In my trap house counting guala, talking to my scale. My jewelry box having more water than Wisconsin Dales.
Water.
Trap, nigga, I count money better than I spell.
God damn it.
Came up from nothing, addicted to hustling. Yeah, he my dog, but no, I don't trust him. She a bad bitch, but she know he just fucking. She told me she love me, I told her you plucking.
Cut that shit out, little mama.
Stop it. This bitch deserve a gold medal the way she suck it. Blue Louis V bucket. My chain too big to tuck it. My blunt's the size of biggest. Spinning paper like I'm puffy. She fuck me, then she lucky. Yeah, she got this super sloppy. I call that bitch yucky. Bitch, don't speak to me in public. Fast money, fast cars, I live for this shit. My young nigga and them ain't they gon' kill for this shit.
Bitch.
Shaking my head off, you just too real for this shit.
Bitch.
My first investment was a vacuum seal, then I got rich.
Damn.
Nemo can get whatever from me, cause he never switched. Jizzle was right there with me, man, we didn't have shit. Sleeping cuz quick to tell me, fuck him, he a bitch. Dog ass nigga off the leash, duck in the pitch. Went and found out the plug, came back and told my nigga it's up. We gon' bomb forever and forever straight out the mud. Been through so much shit, so I fill my body up with drugs. 20 whips in front of the club, nigga, that's us. On my own stylish, I spend millions on designers. I got my own island, in Castellia, you can find me. Got more jewelry than your jeweler, nigga, I spent millions on diamonds. I put ice on everybody around me just to see them shining. My spot got great customer service like Chick-fil-A. Might take her to the hood, but I can't take her on a date. Sleep walking on that codeine, but I'm wide awake. These niggas ain't fucking with me, and I put that on automate.
Yeah. Solving a mystery in Memphis. Who shot and killed Young Dolph in his own hometown? This grainy photo released by police shows a person in gray pants and a dark hoodie with gun in hand, apparently firing. Also released a photo of a white car that may be linked to the case. Police have not said where the pictures were taken, but all around Makita's Cookies, where Dolph was shot down, are businesses with security video cameras.
Surveillance video will be important to show exactly what happened here, and one camera should have caught it all. This one right above the door here at Makita's Cookies.
Pictures will hopefully cause someone to step up and identify who is responsible for gunning down the young rap star. Just 24 hours after his killing, the crowd is still gathering outside Makita's Cookies. People who just want to be near the place, Dolph took his last breath. Austin Short parked his truck next door and blasted Young Dolph's music for all to hear.
And I'm gonna spend all day out here to support him, play his music all day, and whoever comes up and wants to enjoy it with me can, and you know, we're just gonna live for him today.
D'Anthony Moore brought his young son to see where it all happened. He worries about the future for Memphis's young people.
Worrying about maybe moving, the area. Area we decided to live in, stuff like that. Just Memphis as a whole.
The latest example of senseless crime in Memphis has many asking, when will it stop? Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland says the city is doing all it can.
Our problem, our challenge is state law is weak. We have weak state laws that allow easy and widespread access to guns, while at the same time not punishing the wrongful use of those guns.
But for those who knew young Dolph, the man, still disbelief that he is gone.
Face of remembrance for young Dolph. Many come for different reasons, some to grieve, others to pay tribute.
I just really want to stop by here because I kind of feel the pain, you know, with his family going through.
But after two shootings in less than 48 hours, one witness we spoke with who did not want to be identified is left shaken.
My life was in danger because I don't have anything to do with it. I'm just really just up here paying my respect. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Lord, I can't get killed. I can't get shot because I'm a grandmom.
A man was shot in the thigh Thursday evening. Memphis police believe Terrence Jones pulled the trigger from the backseat of a stolen vehicle as he rode past the vigil. Shortly after the shooting, MPD officers say they chased the vehicle to Kerr Avenue and Mississippi Boulevard and found the car wrecked. He says Jones and two other individuals took off running from police and were ultimately caught. MPD recovered six guns, and one of them is believed to have been stolen.
I feel like that they got what they asked for, you know. The police got him in custody, and I'm glad that they did that because they could have shot innocent other people up here.
Since the shooting, Memphis police have added surveillance cameras and increased patrols in the area. Reporting in South Memphis, Jordan James.
Sheesh. It's a whole lot of shit going on, man. Being a rapper is probably not as easy as a lot of y'all niggas think that it is. For all of y'all that's talking about, well, I'm about to just go get the bag or I'm mad nice, I don't really think that you understand the magnitude to in which motherfuckers really will hate your life if you're successful. Like that little itty bitty amount of hate that we experience when like people are not supporting our wave the way that we would like, or when people are not giving us the type of energy and feedback that we would like, we are quick to say, oh, niggas don't fuck with us, nigga. Nah, that ain't shit compared to niggas really wanting to take your whole life away from you and not giving no fucks about what you got going on, who you gonna leave behind. It's one thing to rap and all that other shit about murder, but to actually go commit cold-blooded murder in broad daylight, you are a different kind of person. You could watch all the gangster movies you want to watch. You could relate as much as you want to relate, but to actually put yourself in that physicality and actually do that wet work, you are a different kind of person. And the way that they did that to that man, that was crazy. And then to go shoot up his visual, all kind of things. It's nuts. And it's obvious that there were some peoples, individuals, human beings that really did not like that man's life. Because I am a civilian, I'm going to tread very lightly with the things that I say today on this here podcast. Because what I'm really more so focusing on is how this rap shit is really the root of all of it. I don't give a fuck what kind of shit he had going on in the streets, because let's just keep it a buck. If he was just in the streets and doing whatever he was doing in the streets and he got killed, he would just be another dead nigga. But really, he's another dead rapper. And there's been a lengthy list of things and occurrences which would lead you to believe, yo, motherfuckers wasn't going to stop getting at him until they got him. And they finally did. And now I'm just wondering how they feel about that. There's all types of rumors going around on the internet that niggas is bragging. And the bragging probably has a lot to do with the Soulja Boy shit. So let's get into that.
Dolph. I see you got a problem with Young Dolph's artist. What happened with Key Glock?
What about Key Glock? What about Young Dolph? He talking about he the first rapper with a 3D billboard, and then he talking about, man, stop it, bro.
He's independent. He make Young Dolph make $100,000 a show. He's independent.
Mm-hmm. Young Dolph signed an Empire. Gazi. Nigga, that's not independent, nigga. I'm independent. Ricky Morty, 100%. All the money go to me, 100%. She make a clap. That's been uploaded just for me, SODMG Records, and went viral, number one on TikTok. I get 100% of all the money. Ain't no middleman. Ain't no 10%. Ain't no 5%. Ain't no 1%. Everything come to me. I'm the real independent. You signed to Empire.
But I thought Dolph was independent.
No. I'm the real. Dolph is signed to a record label called Empire.
But can't that just be a distribution deal where you are independent, but they're just distributing?
No. That's a lot of. That's how you. That's no.
I'm just asking you.
No. Well, Angelique, no. That ain't how it works. Independent is when you're not signed to nobody at all, an independent label or a major label, no label, and you putting all the music out yourself. You're not getting no money, no advance, no marketing dollars. Everything is just out of your pocket. That's what independent is, 100%. Young Dolph is signed to Empire, which is owned by Gazi, who got Money Man, Jack Boy, all a lot of fucking artists, niggas. It's signed. It's a big label, nigga. So, yeah, they got mad because he said, I'm getting 100K a show and I'm independent. Why no other rappers doing it like me? Bitch, I'm doing it just like you. If even bigger. Fuck is you talking about? I've been independent since 2011, nigga.
Fuck. Hold on. How did this beef start now?
It ain't no beef.
You said Key Glock DM'd you or something?
No, Key Glock made a post on his Instagram and said, I was the first rapper with a 3D billboard. I said, nigga, I did that 4 months ago on my birthday. Everybody seen the flying Lamborghini, yellow line, granny I posted. It went viral. Everybody saw that. You ain't doing nothing new. That wasn't where it started at. That was friendly. You know what I'm saying? Me and Key Glock, we cool. It started when he said, I'm independent and I'm getting 100K a show. And I said, no, you not. You signed the Empire. That got mad. Jumped in my DMs. Oh, nigga, it's smoke. It's this and that. So what's up, nigga?
So that's kind of like you telling somebody their music is trash.
That ain't nothing like that.
I tell you why. Because it don't matter if they independent or not. Why do you care, soldier?
I don't give a fuck. That's the point. But don't be capping like you independent and you not, nigga, because that offensive to niggas like me who really independent. When I know you get hundreds of thousands of dollars, marketing dollars, to put that fucking billboard up. That wasn't independent. That was Empire, nigga. That was marketing dollars spent on that. I'm a nigga that's really uploading this shit on TikTok, not spending $1 on iTunes, Spotify, and going viral, number one. I should be praised and talked about. Not some nigga lying, talking about he fucking independent when he got a $1 million contract with Empire.
I thought you had got a big deal after Make It Clap. Didn't you resign somebody?
Who gives a fuck? That's a single deal. That's different. That's a single. Let me tell you something. That was a single partnership. My shit, nigga, I own all of my shit. My shit were, I gave them 10% of a record, one song. Ricky Morty, I ain't do that. I kept 100%. I didn't sign it with back nobody. You know what I'm saying? I did a partnership with Virgin. I took a big bag for 6 months. I'm out of that deal now. I'm 100% independent. It was a single deal. Dolph, no, you got a whole label, whole album, whole all them albums was on label. Stop playing.
So would you put out this new album on a label if it was the right situation?
I'm not signing to no label. I made too much money. I'm staying 100% independent. I'll keep all the money. I don't need no number that they can offer me that can make me sign.
And why you throw a shot at Tig? I thought you and Tig.
Hold on, wait a minute. We can't let you and Dolph and Key Glock, three young black men, beef over who's independent
Thank
and who's
you,
not
right?
independent.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Sounds so dumb. Sound like, bro, you mad.
You started it, soldier. You
didn't start shit. The nigga tagged me and say he the first rapper to have a 3D billboard.
Oh, he tagged you?
Oh, he tagged you.
But that
he tagged me.
But then you went to smoke. I saw you on the ground.
All I did was respond with a troll. You can troll me and say you was the first rapper, which my wave. You doing something first. But I can't troll you and say you ain't independent. You really signed?
Oh, I thought you told him pull up and smoke then.
Then nigga said, they jumped in my DMs and said, nigga, wait till we see you. Nigga, it's this. I ain't gonna really say what they, but they started it. So yeah, I came back like, nigga, what? Nigga, what? Nigga? Ain't you the nigga getting shot at 100 times, nigga?
Oh, no.
Ain't you the nigga got shot, nigga, in Hollywood? Nigga running all out the LA, out the hotel, nigga. Don't, nigga, go handle the niggas who shot at you first, nigga, before you come at me talking about some fucking, you gonna see me. You ain't gonna do shit to me, nigga. You know who the fuck I'm is, nigga? You tripping, nigga.
Who are you?
I don't.
Oh, Big Draco. I don't give a fuck about no Dolph, Geek, Key Glock, PR, none of that shit. Nigga, this SOD Money Gang, and we will not tolerate no disrespect from no nigga in nobody.
And what the Tiger
But
do?
We don't want no beef, though. No smoke,
yeah, we
please.
Don't, and
we
I don't want to play about nobody getting shot.
You,
yeah,
Dolph, Key Glock, no, y'all getting too much money. We're not
no
doing
smoke.
That.
We getting a lot of money, but nigga, watch your mouth, nigga. Just, bro, keep it industry. Keep it funny. Keep it entertainment.
What did Tiger do?
Tiger, say he had a big...
Now... If you actually believe that Soulja is about that life and he be shooting shit the fuck up, then what I'm about to say probably don't mean that much to y'all, but listen. I was on the internet when Soulja got slapped the fuck up and manhandled when he was trying to do all that gangbanging shit in LA. I never believed that Vlad interview when he's talking about, oh, I was like, pow. There is nothing about Soulja Boy that I ever thought that he was about to put 100 racks on somebody's head and he was gonna do this and he was gonna do that. Never ever believed that. Soulja had the internet by the balls. He understood what very few of us understood in that era. He had the formula. And he didn't care how motherfuckers felt about him. See, that's what I'ma always respect about Soulja. Niggas, oh, crank that Soulja Boy, killed hip hop. I was actually one of those people that said that. But he kept doing his thing. And I can crack jokes about Soulja now and talk about the way he looked, but at the end of the day, he really did come and do exactly what he was supposed to do as an artist, whether or not his music resonate with you. But I say that to say, now I think Soulja playing some dangerous games with some real niggas that's really about that. While Soulja was in the crib figuring out algorithms in the internet and learning how to make beats and honing his craft. And you, certain niggas that he is talking about was jumping off the porch and banging a ratchet and selling drugs and living a lifestyle that Soulja never lived and didn't start really portraying until he got older and got a little bit of money, which is ass backwards. I don't believe that Soulja has anything directly to do with the death of Young Dolph. But all it is greasy talking and then the release of the album or single, whatever the case may be, it all looked crazy. Just like Boosie announcing he gonna drop an album and then saying, oh, well, out of respect for Dolph, I'ma wait. Same with Gotti. Yo, Gotti gonna announce that he gonna drop an album. It's a lot of motherfuckers that's out here low-key and subliminally trying to take credit for the murder of this man. And it's whack. And you know what's whack about it? It ain't even what these niggas is out here saying and doing. What's whack is that the record labels are manipulating it all. And everybody is getting paid. And everybody is monetizing Black Death. That's what happens when we talking about dead rappers. It's monetized Black Death. This beefing going back and forth monetized Black Death. Now, everybody was talking about all of these guards guarding Gotti and his restaurant in wake of the shooting of Dolph. I have a lot of reasons why that may be. And before I get into it, let's get a little backstory.
Police are yet to find the perpetrators of this crime, but fingers have sure been wagging. Everyone knows a drive-by shooting will always involve one beef or another, and Young Dolph was always caught up in a beef. In fact, the longest was with Yo Gotti, and fans have sure been pointing fingers at the Memphis rapper. You see, Yo Gotti and Young Dolph go way back. The two rappers are from Memphis, but they never actually got along. It became an official beef in 2014 when Young Dolph refused to be signed into Yo Gotti's record label. In an interview, Young Dolph said that he would rather see his own investment in himself through than latch onto another artist's movement. He also claimed that Yo Gotti picked a fence over his refusal to join CMG. The two rappers never openly spoke about the beef until 2016 when Young Dolph called out Yo Gotti on one Twitter. He tweeted, "Bruh went from being my number one fan and wanting to sign me to being my biggest hater." Although he didn't mention Yo Gotti's name, it was quite clear who he was referring to. Things got heated up when Young Dolph released an album titled King of Memphis. This got everyone talking because Yo Gotti had always called himself the King of Memphis. Yo Gotti, however, never made any statement about it. Young Dolph went on an interview where he said that he didn't intend the title of his album to be a diss. However, when Black Youngsta, an artist signed under Gotti's label, got involved in the beef, the real dissing began. In a series of clips Young Dolph posted on his Instagram, he said, "First thing first, everybody know it's you, Ho Gotti, that's sending your artist out to say that lame he been saying and doing." Dolph wrote in his Instagram caption, adding, "I guess you still mad because I didn't never sign with your or is you still in your feelings because you fell out with Gucci Mane and you was mad at me because I kept rocking with Gucci." He went on to release a diss track called Play Yo, where he dissed Yo Gotti and implied that he had an affair with the mother of Yo Gotti's child. This time around, Gotti responded. He released his own track titled Don't Beef With Me, where he attacked Young Dolph and sent him a warning shot. Gotti didn't stop at the song. He sent goons to kill Young Dolph. Luckily for him, Dolph escaped the 100 bullets that were fired at his bulletproof SUV that night. Later that night, Dolph performed his Play With Your song at a concert as a message to Yo Gotti. Later that same year, Dolph got shot, and this time around, Gotti was pinned to it by the feds. At the beginning of the shooting, Yo Gotti and Young Dolph were both staying at the Lowe's Hotel at the time of the shooting, and members of both entourages got into an argument that escalated into a fistfight, which ended in gunfire, leaving Dolph wounded. One of Yo Gotti's associates was arrested in connection with the shooting. It isn't surprising that fans are connecting the dots in this situation, as all fingers point to Yo Gotti and his CMG crew.
Yeah. We just here trying to catch some vibes.
Hey, what a real Connecticut. This your boy Drop. And I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female. DJ exclusive.
Young Dolph. By mistake.
Now play that new jam for me.
Yeah. Memphis stand up.
Run up on the fire and get burnt, little nigga. Spent a half a million just on furniture, nigga. Damn. Paper wrap business, it don't concern you, little nigga.
Watch out.
Be careful who you call your friend, they turn on you, nigga. Run up on the fire and get burnt, little nigga.
Five.
Spent a half a million just on furniture, nigga.
Damn.
Paper wrap business, it don't concern you, little nigga.
Watch out.
Be careful who you call your friend, they turn on you, nigga. Run up on the fire and get burnt, little nigga.
Come on.
Spent a half a million just on furniture, nigga.
Yeah.
Paper wrap business, it don't concern you, little nigga.
Watch out.
Be careful who you call your friend, they turn on you, nigga.
They do.
Do you out right now, I don't belong behind the wheel.
Whoa.
One thing about it, I'ma get money long as I live.
Yeah.
I can't stop at that red light, I keep going, I don't yield. I can't do that deal if it ain't more than 10 mil.
Woo.
Oh shit, got them M's and now he lit. $100,000 investment, I invest on my wrist. All she do is run her mouth, tell that bitch to suck a dick. I was born a superstar, so I put one on my fist.
Come on.
I don't kiss, hit the gas, I'm in the wind. Hate to brag, but I'm the shit. Got some head when I was 6. I threw 30 in magic. Do that make me a trick. House on the lake, but I don't even know how to fish.
God damn it, woo!
Can't talk right now, baby girl, I'm high. Bustin' down millions with my guys. Keep them racks on me when I slide. Bad bitch with me, passage aside. VS diamonds, water my style. 200 cameras, surveillance my house. Government pictures, running around.
I do this shit, nigga.
Can't talk right now, baby girl, I'm high. Bustin' down millions with my guys. Keep them racks on me when I slide. Bad bitch with me, passage aside. VS diamonds, water my style. 200 cameras, surveillance my house. Government pictures, running around. I'm more important than the president. Why I always give and don't never want nothing back? Why I'm missing time with my kids, cause I'm chasing these stacks. Hey, why did I just go and spend 30,000 in sex?
Oh God.
Come on.
Oh God.
He just a young nigga. He just a drug dealer. He just a thug nigga. He just a rich nigga. He just a rich nigga. Quarter mil on a rich nigga. We don't do all that click hopping. Nah, I don't switch niggas. This shit come too fast. Yeah, new cool paper tags. Yeah, skip English class. Yeah, but went to math. Yeah, went by my sister a Ben. Went by my mama a crib. By my dad another Rollie. Hey. Independent buddy global. How the fuck did he do it? I front a nigga 33 pounds and named him Patrick Ewing. Don't ask me how I'm doing.
What?
All this L.A. Yante on me. Nigga, you know I'm cooling. Ain't no money, I ain't moving.
Hey.
Can't talk right now, baby girl, I'm high. Bustin' down millions with my guys. Keep them racks on me when I slide. Bad bitch with me, passenger soul.
Rest in peace, Young Dolph. We still getting busy. Oh, we just warming up, man. If you already know, then you don't know. And if you don't know, I'm about to tell you. This that Kenny Munay featuring Young Dolph. Ashtray. This your girl, DJ Exclusive. And it's the Nothing Podcast. Wait a minute.
I do it so effortless. I pull that walk up and don't even have to measure it. Your favorite rapper and your boyfriend, I be fresher than
killing them niggas.
I made a lot of money with my Mexicans. Convertible form,
yeah.
Young nigga, the world is yours.
Yeah, yeah.
My bitch, she spoiled.
Yeah.
And me, yeah, I'm on a Forbes.
Yeah.
Been going through some shit, so all I do is drink lean and try to drink the problem.
Come on.
Roll a blunt every 30 minutes, trying to dump my problems in the ashtray.
Yeah.
Ashtray. All I've been doing, thinking about 100 million, nigga, I ain't been getting no sleep. Got a Uzi up under my seat. I like the new Stingray, but I hit the parking for a second, hop back in my demon. Boy, your name round here ringing. Yeah, these niggas around here singing.
I'm a young nigga who now ain't be ringing like BLD ho trying to eat my semen. Yeah, I'm a trap nigga with a whole lot of dirty money, put it in a dishwasher, yeah, I'm trying to clean it. Nigga say I'm broke, ooh, you gotta be dreaming. Fucking out the property, you don't see me bling blinging. Cold ass nigga got you fucked, nigga steaming. Beat boy rest, get you fucked.
Let him
look. His money, gone equal my money. These niggas I ain't even seen enough. His bitch gon' call me so mad, cause these niggas don't make them scream.
Come on.
Niggas can't catch up, I ain't even moving. So what you gonna do when I speed shit up? And I ain't worried about nobody playing. My young niggas ready to heat shit.
Come on.
I be trying to tell them don't crash. They living like they in they last day. My young niggas know that I got them for a hell of I'm having more bags in the trash day. Hey, nigga, the world is ours. These niggas ain't fucking with us on our bad day. And if any niggas say they want some smoke, we gon' put them little boys in the ashtray. And if any niggas say they want some smoke, we gon' put them little boys in the ashtray. And if any niggas say they want some smoke, we gon' put them little boys in the ashtray.
So let's just talk about all the rappers that died in 2021. So we got Young Dolph, Baby CEO, not sure who he is. 18 Vino, not sure who he is, but he was only 19 years old from South Carolina. That's sad. Prince Marky D, you probably remember him. 52 years old, he's from the Fat Boys, rest in peace. Chucky Trill, rapper from Houston. DMX, Black Rob, Shock G, Lil Loaded, aka Deshaun Robertson. Man, Lil Baby, Biz Markie. These are rappers that died in 2021. That's sad. And these are just rappers. There's other musicians and actors and other things of that nature that passed away in 2021. 2021 been a crazy year. It's been revealing. It's been doing some strange things. And for all the people that lost someone that they love or artist that they look up to, yo, my heart bleeds for you because this death shit is crazy. I got mad at my aunt because she came over to the crib and she was saying some things as it pertains to my mom's current situation. And she said, well, you may have to consider that she might not pull through. And then what would you do if your mom did whoop de whoop? And I just walked away because I'm like, yo, too many motherfuckers is actually dying for real for me to even fathom or consider that to be a possibility for somebody that I love and care about when that ain't even on the trajectory of what I'm dealing with. Yeah, I'm dealing with some real shit. Yeah, I'm dealing with some tough shit. But to put that whole death label on it, that's crazy. Death is real. Do I feel like death is something that we should be afraid of, that we should act like it's not like gonna come, not promise? Absolutely not. I don't believe that. But I also don't think the moment that someone that you love or you care about is faced with that reality, that you immediately be like, oh, they're gonna die. Let me start thinking about life if they die, because then that's speaking that into existence, and then that's going to make that manifest, and that's going to make that happen. And I don't really think anybody wants to see that. Looking at the shit on the internet about Young Dolph and his family, and Kobe and his family, Nipsey and his family, and all these dead artists and athletes and actors, it's sickening. It's sad. And then if you want to entertain the conspiracy theories, you got old girl from the Epstein trial. I mean, not the Epstein trial, but the Epstein whole situation. You know, they give you a little sketch of her joint. They don't give you no video footage of that or whatever's going on as it pertains to that Epstein shit. But you get all these memes and all this coverage of Rittenhouse and how they continue to repeat history, and we watch him walk away free. You get all of this nonstop coverage of what they like to call the distraction, but regardless if it's a distraction or not, motherfuckers is getting killed. People are dying, or at least they expect for me to believe people are dying and some wild shit happening and weird shit's going on. But then when you try to pull niggas' coat and you try to be like, yo, this is really what's going on. This is really what's happening behind the scenes. Niggas don't be trying to hear that. Niggas don't be trying to go in that direction. Niggas don't be wanting to hear no kind of variation of the truth except for their version of it. Niggas don't be fucking with nothing that's real to anybody but them. Meanwhile, the reality is people getting killed and all type of bullshit is happening right underneath our noses, and we're not able to talk about it or do anything about it because it's really beyond us and it's above us. And it's shit that even if we actually really, really wanted to touch on it on some real shit, could we really? Could we really address the shit that's going on out here in these streets for real, for real? I mean, because there's plenty of organizations. I mean, Black Lives Matter and this organization and that organization and this protest and that protest. But does any of that shit really matter when you think about what's really happening? Because what's really happening is we getting killed. We getting wiped out. And nobody gives a fuck. And you go on Black Twitter, and Black Twitter look like this, and then you go on White Twitter, and White Twitter look like that. And at the end of the day, it's a divide in the people. Black, white, Mexican, whatever you are, you're not a part of the 1%. So it would actually do us better to get along and work together. But instead, we argue and we fuss and we fight and we divide each other. Why do we do this?
Let's check it out now. Holy. Yo, it is First 48 in the streets right now. They say the cops work hard, but the streets work harder. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ever since Young Dolph died, allegedly 10 bodies has dropped, okay? It's a killing spree in Memphis, okay? If you ever wonder if they were going to slide for Young Dolph, stop asking that dumbass question, okay? Basically, there's a lot of revenge and retaliation going on right now. And first of all, let's start it up top. Number one, the getaway car that was used in the death of Young Dolph, the car that drove the guys, the killers, to kill Young Dolph at the cookie shop, was actually found on the 1100 block of Bradley Street in Orange Mound, South Memphis. Now, the police put this out that this car probably is the car. It kind of looks like the car. Some people report while they were, like, towing the car out of, like, was that some abandoned house? People said, yeah, there were bullet holes on one side or something like that, because allegedly there was a guy that Young Dolph was with that tried to shoot back. I don't know. Listen, man, it's crazy. Anyway, apparently, after the police let people know they may have found the getaway car, looked like whoever was trying to get their get back or trying to spin, they didn't waste no time. Less than 20 hours later, apparently a body was dropped at the same location where they found the car. Okay, police claimed that there was about 5 to 6 shots let off the day after they found that white Mercedes at the abandoned house, quote unquote. But it can be abandoned if you find a car there, right? That was just used in a shootout, and then you find somebody else there the next day. But anyway, they're saying that 5 to 6 shots went off. There was a black sedan that pulled up, shot somebody who was standing in front of this abandoned house, and that person died on the scene, okay? Now, this is also after people, or actually police, said that this particular car is probably linked to other murders or shootings, actually, in the area in the last 2 months. They're saying that this particular car was actually used in a separate shooting where I believe two women, a mom and somebody else, was shot. This was before Dolph got shot. So basically, whoever driving this car has been up to no good. But listen, man, all you need to know is this. Apparently, the police found the car, but apparently the streets found somebody else, okay? We don't know if they'll ever arrest the people who did the murder of Young Dolph, because those people might be dead already. However, the police is working hard. The streets is working harder. And I'm not going to lie, man, if you ain't had nothing to do with nothing, this is why somebody might want to stay out the way, okay? Even to Soulja Boy, this is exactly why you got pulled off your concert. They don't want you to be showing up to no damn Memphis when people are clearly agitated. They're looking for retaliation. And again, we don't know who has anything to do with Dolph getting killed. But listen, man, I hope they either leave town or, to be honest, at this point, just turn yourself in, because the streets is moving and they not caring about the investigation the cops is doing, okay? What do you guys think about this whole mess, man? They find the car, but basically announcing that they found the car, it basically told the streets where to go look to find whoever they could find, and the spinning has begun. We might be stuck in a spin cycle for the next couple of days, at least in Memphis. Pray for peace, okay? Get the comments, you guys like and subscribe to Which Academics. Very sad and unfortunate situation. Many lives being lost, and many people's freedom will be also lost as well. Which Academics.
Everybody know this, hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
I gotta beat the streets. My pistol gonna bleed the streets. Ski mask on my face. Sometimes you gotta cheat to stay ahead in this bitch. Drink surf like it's liquor. Street life, I have you catching up to God. AK-40 to your lip bar. Let the chopper bang on you like a blood or a cripper. So much bread, I'm a gymnast. Made so much money off of dummies, off of dummies.
Yeah, gang, yeah, gang, gang. Hey, now you're rocking with me,
damn. I'm Mr. Gang. Body catcher, slaughter gang, soul snatcher. Ain't no regular F-150, this a fucking rapper. Yeah, gang. No capper, street nigga, not a rapper. Chopper hit him and he turned into a booty clapper. Smith and Wesson, a 4L gang reppin'. We done baptized more niggas than the damn reverend. Kappa Alpha, me and my gang, we do all the steppin'. Who you checkin'? It's FN, East or West End.
heard Poppy outside. And he got the double R, drop it outside. Check the weather and it's getting real, I'll be outside. I'ma drop this shit and have these pussies dropping like some motherfucking type of nigga that can't look me in the eyes. I despise when I see you, better put that fucking pride to the side. Many times, plenty times, I survive. Beef is live, spoiler alert, this nigga dies.
Heat blinkies, and you know the weed sticky. My finger itchy, the Glock like to leave hickeys. Your shooter's iffy, a street punk can never diss me. I come straight up out the six and we don't spell sissies.
I fuck with her, and fuck with her, and her. I hit up her, tell her do the her, for sure. Voodoo curse, it got them while I flew the Turks. Know the dogs had to hit them where we knew it hurts.
Gang shit, that's all I'm on.
Yo.
Gang shit, that's all I'm on.
I hate you.
It's cool.
Leave
we
lied.
It's cool.
Shit.
F*** too. I ain't going nowhere.
Fuck.
F*** too. I hate you too.
Good.
But leave me alone. In the business. F*** you.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You f*** is on in my own house, bitch. F*** you, bitch.
F*** out of here.
F*** you, bitch. You f*** is in my house. F*** you, bitch.
but I heard you.
So you happy about it,
mm-hmm.
Huh? You are? That's what you like to do? How can you disrespect me, though? I didn't do nothing to you. All I did was love you. And you do that to me? How can you do that to me? But how can you do it to me, though?
Please.
But how can you do that to me?
Get away.
How can you f*** somebody
on
me?
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Get your hand off me. Get your f***ing hands off me.
But how can you f*** somebody on me?
Get your hand off me.
When I'm watching you and your son every day.
Get your hands off of me.
I'm asking you.
Please.
But how can you f*** somebody on me?
Stop!
How can you f*** somebody on me? You can do whatever. You can spend as you want to.
Jesus, go somewhere.
Fuck. No, I ain't going
out of here. Here you go with your dumb shit.
No, you
grow the fuck up. This is what I don't want to be bothered with. Get the fuck out.
See, I'm not even about to go into all of this detail about how Faith and Stevie shouldn't even never had been married because that's just disrespectful as fuck. Stevie J can't run around here talking about how him and Big were so close and he was his friend and he worked really closely on his music with him, and then you turn around and get married to his late wife. And then, of course, when they announced that they was getting married, you know, everybody asks, you know, what about Big? And then they both pretty much started spinning this story that they've been in love since the Bad Boy era, and all of this, and because of Big's legacy and all of that, is really why they waited for so long to be together. And you know what? At that time, I didn't believe it. I thought that they just came up with something dope to say so we as the fans wouldn't be like, yo, you a hoe, fuck you, and kind of write Faith off. You know what I'm saying? But I've heard a lot of bullshit about Faith. A lot of it. I can't even go into detail with some of the shit that I've heard because I can't find those blogs and those videos to give you the tea. But there is one of them that pretty much linked CJ to a completely other man than Big. And when you look at CJ next to Big, yeah, you'd be like, okay, I could see how that could be Big Kid. But when you see this other dude that they had, and I wish I remembered his name and kept that picture, CJ looks just like this dude. And this is apparently some dude that Faith had an on-again, off-again relationship with. Faith has also said some crazy-ass shit out of her own mouth during interviews about how dick don't mean nothing to her because she done fucked mad niggas when she was little girl. All kind of shit. And we're going to get into those clips a little bit later. But this is what I have to say about the whole situation with Stevie J and Faith. Is Stevie wrong for berating her, putting her on Instagram Live, and doing all of that? No, he not. See, here's the thing. We as women and spectators of what's going on, we could sit here and say, oh, men cheat and cheat and cheat until they get cheating on and then their feelings is hurt and they don't know what to do. Okay, yeah, maybe that's true. But there's like an unwritten rule when it comes to cheating. And the unwritten rule is if you're going to fucking cheat, then you don't fucking have somebody else up in your house. You don't do that. You don't have another man or another woman laying in the bed that your wife or your husband's supposed to be laying in, and you call yourself fucking on them. And because that's what Stevie J found out happened, now I'm giving him the full benefit of the doubt on that. And even though Stevie might have been a jerk and might have done things in his past, has he ever done anything to Faith though? Has he cheated on her? Has he lied to her? Or has he been a husband to her? Has he taken care of her? Has he done everything that he said that he would do in his vows? And then she turned around and did this. And let's just say this. Even if he had cheated on her, even if Stevie was out here running around putting his dick in whatever the fuck he felt like it, it still don't give her the right to fuck another nigga in his house, in his bed. It don't. Because Anybody that's going to fuck around with Faith, they doing it for clout. They not fucking her because, oh, she's so beautiful and I just gotta have her. Nah, they fucking her because of the history that is Faith Evans. Who don't want to be linked to somebody that was married to Big, possibly fuck Tupac? You married to Stevie J, and believe it or not, however you feel about Stevie J, that man's a legend. That nigga has produced countless hit records. He has made countless stars out of nobodies, i.e. Jocelyn Hernandez, who could come out her mouth and say whatever the fuck she want about Stevie and what he do. But if it wasn't for Stevie, we wouldn't know who the fuck you were, and you wouldn't be getting no bags, and you wouldn't have no reality TV show, and you wouldn't be able to get all the money that you making off of Instagram and whatever the fuck else. So Jocelyn, respectfully, you should shut the fuck up. You shouldn't have nothing to say about Stevie. You shouldn't find this shit funny. Yeah, karma has its strange way of working. And yeah, Stevie did you wrong. And Stevie did a lot of other women wrong, like releasing the revenge porn of Eve and how he did Mimi. A lot of the shit that Stevie did was on Love and Hip Hop. So to be completely honest, that show is fake. It's staged. It's overproduced. So we don't even know if what we know about Stevie is actually true or not. So I can't even really take what I've seen off Love and Hip Hop and be like, yeah, he a piece of shit. He deserved that. Don't nobody deserve their wife if they put a ring on their finger to be fucking around with them. Especially when it's very, very obvious that Faith is on all type of drugs. She on all type of cocaine, probably fucking opioids, all type of shit. Just look at her. Her fucking skin falling off of her face. She look fucking crazy. So yeah, if a man gonna marry you in those conditions, yeah, then you need to honor him. You need to treat him better than what she treating him, because that ain't right. That ain't right. And it wasn't right for him to post it. But because the only place that you could find this video is through Tasha K, you gotta kind of give Tasha K a little bit of a pow-pow too. Because Tasha K is married. Tasha K got a husband. But if her or her husband was going through some shit like this, I could promise you Tasha K is going to cease and desist. She's going to try to sue whoever the fuck put that video out there, especially if she deleted it off of her social media. So if Stevie deleted it, it's not really up to Tasha K to decide, oh, I want to get mad views and hits on this fucking app I developed, so I'm about to put somebody else's business out there. I mean, she's a blogger. This is what she does. But on the flip side, the sanctity of marriage should have just a little bit more respect than that. And people shouldn't just be out here getting checks because two people going through some shit within their marriage when there's kids involved. Stevie got a young kid. CJ is not a young kid, but he is a child nonetheless, and he is involved. You know, all of their children that are linked to them and people that are linked to them become involved in this. And that's why you got to be real careful what you putting on the internet and what you spreading, especially if it's not your business.
I used to fuck mad niggas when I was little. That's why dick don't really do shit for me now. Like, your dick don't... Hey!
Fuck man niggas when I was little. That's why dick don't really do shit for me now. Like, your dick don't.
Oh, God.
And there you have it. Shit. She was fucking niggas in this crib, huh? God damn. He looked like he was ready to put hands on her ass, too, man. Where's CJ at? I know Lil Biggie gonna have some words for that nigga when he see him. Shit! Loser. Slacker. So that's what the divorce was about, huh? Stevie J lost faith in Faith because she wasn't faithful. Shit! Sneaking around, sliding up and down pipes like Super Mario Brothers out this bitch. Shit! Almost like when she notoriously went to L.A. to go record that song with Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Why it took so long to make
it took a while, man, because, you know, once you got that much love in the studio,
yeah.
Hey, it take a while to get it down on wax.
That's what it was.
So me and her took a while. Faith, my homegirl.
Tupac and Death Row Records CEO Suge Knight taunted Faith in front of MTV cameras, implying she and Tupac were intimately involved.
I just want to send a shout out to Faith. Hey, girl, Faith and Bad Boy Records.
Who's better in bed, Biggie or Tupac? But then that's messy. That's messy, and I don't want to be messy.
I don't know what Tupac is in bed, but my husband is awesome.
Hold on. Faith is mad because she came on my podcast, and it was all going good, and then I got silly, and I was like, who is better in bed, Tupac or...
Oh, my God.
And the record scratch, like, whoop! And she's like, I wouldn't know. Nobody, why would you ask me?
I just heard in my head, two Pacs.
Two Pacs. So, like, I just be playing too much. Nori, help me.
No, I can't.
Love this one.
I gotta
let you drown on this one. That one is terrible. You really
asked me? It was bad. But to the point.
Did she take it humorous? No.
Well, in that moment, she actually was like, I didn't have sex with him, and then we carried on.
Because Faith on our show was super candid. She was open as a motherfucker.
I saw her.
I used to fuck mad niggas when I was little. That's why dick don't really do shit for me now. Like, your dick don't...
Sex with... No, she said straight up she didn't.
She said she did.
But I had to ask her. She said a lot of shit.
She said a lot of other moves. She didn't say she had...
But I had to ask because that's what I'm known for doing. How could I not ask? And she was fine. She, like, we kept on with the interview, and then later that night, I got an email that CC'd Stevie J and me. How dare you ask me those questions? That was disrespectful of my husband. My husband would not appreciate you having asked those questions. My husband is up. Stevie, get out of Faith's email and go to bed. I know that was Stevie J sending that email to me, but I apologize to the Jordans.
That one... photo with Tupac, the one photo,
right? With Tupac. Mm-hmm. Tupac. And me or Big?
You and Tupac. And it's in the middle of the whole entire shit. When I see it, I'm just like, what the f*** is this? What was that about? That, like, was the beef on already? Or that was before the beef?
In that moment, there was no way me thinking that I met him would lead to anything. You know what I mean? Like, in that moment, there was no reason for me to think anything further than that particular moment. You know what I'm saying?
I know, Faith, but what I'm saying, without you knowing, Tupac, rest in peace, turned that picture into the first line of the diss record.
Well, listen, I just recently found out from doing a project for TV that the photographer who took that picture was paid to make sure he got a picture with us in it together. I just found this out 20-some years later. Remember, Big didn't want to believe. You know, he didn't understand. He's like, there's no way he could really think that. There's no way he could feel that way. So,
man, listen, we at the end of the show. It's been a glorious show. We've had fun. I am not about to sit here and go in on Faith because we all know that she a hoe. We all know that she ain't shit. So we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire nothingness. I haven't done rapid fire nothingness in a few episodes because the pod's been pretty long and I've been pretty much covering everything. But on this rapid fire nothingness, there is a few little things that I could tap on real quick. Like the whole idea that Will Smith said that he sat down with LL Cool J and they discussed having a versus and how everybody's laughing at that. Here's why that's not funny to me. First and foremost, does LL Cool J have more hits than Will Smith? Absolutely. But is it a fair matchup? Yeah, it is. First of all, I don't think a lot of y'all realize that Will Smith was the first ever MC to win a Grammy. Ever. Okay? Second, prior to being the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and being an actor, he was a rapper. DJ Jazzy Jeff is one of the best DJs ever. So you already know if he do a versus, Jazzy Jeff is going to be his DJ, and that automatically changes the trajectory of the way that looks. Now, whether you are a fan of Will Smith's songs, like Summertime, are epic. Like, people like me got to play that song every year in the summer. I mean, it's a staple of my life. You got Parents Just Don't Understand. You got Men in, Here Come the Men in Black, Getting Jiggy with It, The Wild Wild West. He actually does have hit records. And then he got nostalgic hit records. So you got to be careful. And you got to also think about the fact that recently he did a joint with Joyner Lucas. Will Smith could really, really rap for real. And so could LL Cool J. So it's not really that crazy and not that far-fetched that they discussed doing a versus. And I personally would be around to watch it. I would be very, very interested to see how it would go. It would be extremely hip-hop in that building if they both got there and they did it. Now, I don't know if y'all heard, but the show The First 48 has a detective named Carolyn Mason. She's very popular. She's if you ever watched the show, I stopped watching The First 48 a long time ago. And I've actually done a little bit more research where they say that The First 48 no longer has the Memphis Police Department on there due to a very heinous crime that they covered. So the Memphis Police Department pulled out of The First 48, but they say that First 48 and Caroline Mason will be covering the murder of Young Dolph, which for me, when that news came out, that made it seem a little bit more staged and a little bit more Hollywood. I don't know. It's just something that I felt when they talked about his death being covered on The First 48. What else do we got going on? Lil Boosie talking about he going to college. I don't really give a fuck. He's still an ignorant bastard. You can go to college as much as you want, but college cannot fix ignorance. I mean, I hope that they try, but you are an ignorant bastard, and I don't give a fuck what you say, what you do. I'll never, ever, ever be able to respect a man like Lil Boosie. He's just an ignorant fuck. And that's just all that is. Now, BMF is over. The Power Book 2 is back. BMF only had, 8-9 episodes for the first season. I'm not sure it's because they didn't trust in BMF or they didn't believe that it would actually be a success, but I enjoyed it. The father's character was quite annoying, but I really did enjoy BMF, and I don't know where they're going with the next season, with who's going to play Meech, but that dude that they showed at the end of the finale, yeah, he not the kind of dude that I would want to watch playing Meech, but hey, and I would love to see how they explain the break between Meech and his brother, because they did a really, really good job in the first season making us very, very clear that they are very, very close, and Terry followed behind Meech a lot. What else is going on? Oh, yes. The show High Town on Stars. If you've never watched that, please watch that. That is a very, very dope show, as well as Dope Sick on Hulu. Great show. Succession is another dope show. There's a lot of shows that are extremely dope that I've been watching. Sunday has got to be the best night in TV. So, yeah, make sure y'all get your TV up. And make sure you get your blogging and your journalism up and join Everything Lit so you can get into the conversation. And before I get out of here, I want to give y'all a little nothing motivation. And my nothing motivation going to go like this. We all come of age at some point in our life where we got to put childish shit to bed. And when I say childish shit, the same type of shit that you was running around doing when you was in high school and when you was young in your early 20s, you shouldn't be doing that in your late 30s going into your 40s. We got to start to fix our attitude, fix our clothing, fix the way we carry ourselves, fix the people that we hang out with, and start to embrace adulthood and start to be moving a little bit more genuinely in our mind and our body and our spirit. And with that, your girl, this is your DJ Exclusive. I'm out of here.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Welcome to the Hypnotize Zone. Today you'll hear the story of Russell Resthaven and the day he tried to save his girlfriend. Here's the story.
Man, you won't believe what the hell to me now, man.
What?
I let this nigga come out my house and he fucked my bitch. But I'm gonna kill him when he get out of work tonight, though.
Man, fuck that hoe, man. You can't be trying to save that bitch, man. My niggas don't have to hold a brown friend.
I spent cheese on it and everything. I bought rings and some more shit, man. I'm gonna kill that nigga that I'm gonna marry.
You can't try to hold a house,
I love her, man. I love her, man. Slut, man. I love her, man. I gotta marry her, man.
She don't wanna be saved. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. Nobody safe on my mama on my game. We gon' put it in they face. Yeah.
Let's get to come outside.
Niggas know we stepping name day. God know I'm stepping now and later. Until it hurts, it ain't no mercy. That's just how we made it. You heard that church up in my pants, it's good as how I'm raised. I told God he gotta forgive me, I'm insane. Oh. Get down on my knees when I'm in pain. Oh. Tired of the take away this hurt inside of me.
Scared to come outside.
God, I need a second chance. Knowing that I love you, but sometimes I do the devil dance. Lost a couple of my partners, so I'm sliding out of whoever ain't. Drop one of them niggas when I kill them, call the reverend. Yeah. Cause no weapon formed against me shall prosper, yeah. God, no, I'm clutching on this chopper, yeah.
Waiting on them boys outside.
Scared to come outside. Niggas know we stepping out and later. Until it hurts, it ain't no mercy, that's just how we made.
Stop with y'all playing,
that's just how we made.
Though I feel cursed, I pray for better days. Seems like yesterday we was catching plays. And it's been hard on me lately, I can't catch a break. I'm losing niggas on the day to day. Every day I pray, only God can take this hate away. Lord knows if I see him, I'm gonna have to spray. You know that same spot I seen him is the spot he like. Jesus, please say there's a heaven for a real one. I had to smoke him, even Moses had to kill one. Do it for the bills, I swear this shit is getting ill.
They said to come outside. Niggas know we stepping night and day.
Know I'm stepping night and day.
Know we stepping now and day. First, it ain't no mercy, that's just how we made. Church up in my verse, that's just how we made.
Ooh, you hear that church up in my burger, that's just how I'm raised. Glock off in my breeches, that's just how I'm came. Keep a 30 on me, nigga, don't get out the way.